Over 1,000 HHS employees sign letter demanding Robert F. Kennedy Jr. resign. By Paul Bois on September 3, 2025. Over 1,000 current and former employees with the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, have signed an open letter demanding that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. resign as Health Secretary. The letter from the group Save HHS accused Kennedy of endangering Americans' health and aiding in the violation of the U.S. Constitution. The letter was sent to the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor and Pensions, as well as the Senate Committee on Finance and the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. "We swore an oath to support and defend the United States Constitution and to serve the American people. Our oath requires us to speak out when the Constitution is violated and the American people are put at risk," the letter said. "Thus, we warn the President, Congress, and the public that Secretary Kennedy's actions are compromising the health of this nation. And we demand Secretary Kennedy's resignation." The letter went on to list Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s many alleged offenses, including his firing of CDC Director Dr. Susan Menares, appointing of members who oppose mRNA vaccines, and for opposing coronavirus vaccines. Rescinding the Food and Drug Administration's emergency use authorizations for COVID-19 vaccines without providing the data or methods used to reach such a decision, the letter said of Kennedy. Disparaging the American Academy of Pediatrics for recommending the COVID-19 vaccine in children. HHS Communications Director Andrew Nixon said in a statement to ABC News that the CDC has been broken for a long time and it will take sustained reform and more personnel changes to restore trust. From his first day in office, Kennedy pledged to check his assumptions at the door, and he asked every HHS colleague to do the same, the statement said. That commitment to evidence-based science is why, in just 7 months, he and the HHS team have accomplished more than any health secretary in history in the fight to end the chronic disease epidemic and make America healthy again. On Tuesday, Kennedy published an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal accusing the CDC of squandering public trust, adding that he was appointed by Trump to restore that trust and return the CDC to its core mission. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProlandFilms or Instagram at ProlandFilms.